No matter where you are, it's Texas Standard Time on this second day of April 2019. I'm David Brown. Great to have you with us. Guacamole is getting to be a meme. Americans, you'll have about 3 weeks' worth of avocados if the president's threatened border shutdown goes forward. Mexico also exports tomatoes, cucumbers, blackberries, and raspberries to the U.S., but the fact that we're fretting over produce shows just how superficially many still regard the president's threat to close the border unless Mexico does more to stem the numbers of migrants now crossing at record levels. If your livelihood depends on cross-border commerce, as do many of Texas's border cities, as well as manufacturing, assembly, and shipping companies hundreds and thousands of miles to the north, a more apt comparison might be with murder-suicide. The president of the Migration Policy Institute tells the BBC, quoting here, "You can hold a gun to the Mexican government, but it ricochets right back on the U.S. economy," close quote. Take the auto industry, more than 1 million workers employed in Mexico. After 9/11, when the Bush administration brought border crossings to a standstill, the White House got a personal call from the president of General Motors, fearing that his company could go bankrupt if the shutdown continued. The LA Times reports that back around Thanksgiving of last year, when the border crossing at San Ysidro was closed for 5 hours, it cost the U.S. economy an estimated $5.4 million. Over the course of 1 month, that works out to about $4 billion of damage, and that's just from one border crossing in California. There are 47 U.S.-Mexico border crossings with 330 ports of entry. If all border crossings were closed, experts predict that would affect more than $1.7 billion worth in commerce every single day. Those losses would be felt by both countries for sure, but the ripple effects would be felt around the world. Anyone still worried about guacamole? Yeah, would he really do it? Would the president really shut down the border considering the pain it would cause? Did the government shut down for more than a month recently? The threat of closing down the border just might be as real as the threat to build a really high wall and get Mexico to pay for it. On this Tuesday, 3 days before the president is set to visit the border at Calexico, do you take your chances or do you try to get ready somehow? Joining us now is Laredo Mayor Pete Sines. He's also the chairman-elect of the Texas Border Coalition, a collective of border mayors, county judges, and communities that work on issues that affect the border region. Mayor Sines, great to have you back on the Standard.
David, thank you so much. Thank you for the invitation, David.
How do you try to get ready for something like this?
Well, it's very difficult. All we can do is just state our position, which is we cannot, and we got to stay away from that rhetoric of closing the border. There's no declaration of war. The imminent danger we don't see. Obviously, we do have issues, and we agree with the president. But I think it stems more, or it takes us to fixing our laws. Congress. I think the solution lies with Congress and of course our president as well. We need to fix the asylum laws and the immigration laws because that's really where the root is.
What specifically are you thinking that Congress needs to do?
Well, the problem is ideally they have to be adjudicated. There's got to be judges here at the border saying yes, you have a good case for an asylum situation or not. If not, remove them, send them back. If you do, well, obviously stay because the law states that you can't claim asylum. Now, families with children, they take longer to process, but we do have a law also that says that you can't hold them more than 20 days.
Right, right.
And so for those folks, they need more time. So these are the changes that we need. The country of origins need help as well. But of course, it all stems from that triangle that they call the El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras, and their policies, and these folks may have every reason to leave their country. We hear that there's criminal activity, persecution of all types, but obviously it's creating issues here at the border, and then this reaction by President Trump. And which is creating also all sorts of havoc here in the border as well.
Do you think that maybe some, and this has been reported by some who have been covering the region, that some are taking advantage of the confusion in the politics over U.S. immigration policy?
Without a doubt.
That's what you think.
Yeah, some people do abuse the system. I'm granting you that too. I mean, there's always room for abuse, and I'm sure some people are taking advantage of that. I mean, that message is being carried back to those countries without a doubt, and that's why we're seeing this influx of migrants. Granted, legitimate claims, the law says that they can apply for that, and they, that's our law. If we don't like it, we need to change it. And this is where Congress has enacted neither for changes in the asylum law nor a comprehensive immigration reform, and that's what we need. But they're playing games, and we've had enough of that here at the border.
You say we're playing games. What would this mean for Laredo if, and I know you don't like to repeat the phrase, shutting down the border, but if in fact that border is closed, what would that mean for Laredo and for Texas as you see it?
Well, it'd be devastating. Texas has a surplus trade with Mexico. Mexico is the number one trading partner for the state of Texas. Just alone, you mentioned it earlier, $1.7 billion worth of trade. And now, this is the entire U.S.-Mexico border. Mm-hmm. Now, us, and I speak as mayor of Laredo now, we do $230 billion worth of trade yearly. We have about 15,000, 16,000 trucks that traverse the Laredo bridges daily. This is huge. If you take the entire activity, U.S.-Mexico trade, I mean, that's over 5 million American jobs within the contiguous. Every state is touched within the contiguous union. All this activity amounts to about 4% of the U.S. economy. We feel that it's that enough. If the border is closed, of course, depending on the duration of closure. That this would create a national recession. For us here at the border, it'd be a depression in economic situation here. And that's devastating. That's catastrophic for us. And we can't allow that. Livelihoods depend on that. And there's a lot of folks here on the border, too. And there's so much value that the border provides, and not only Texas, but our nation. So people need to understand short of a declaration of war of some sort, I mean, the borders should never be closed. So anyway, it's got to be dealt with differently other than, closing the border.
Mayor, you've been generous with your time, and we're out of time. But I'm just curious, how are you afraid of what is going to happen over the next couple of days? I mean, how scared are you, or how worried are you?
Well, we're worried. Certainly, we take whatever our president, and we have every respect for him. But, we don't, we're mindful, too, that the words do carry consequences and uncertainty. The mere fact that it's mentioned, it creates all sorts of economic uncertainty here in the border and I guess other places. It's a ripple effect. So much is dependent on these goods and services that traverse our bridges, and it touches every American's life, either through meals, through automobiles, through electronics, name it. There's so much that the border brings to the rest of the nation. So we just have to be very careful. We're mindful of all the issues. Our president is right, and the administration, but they also need help from Congress. So we all need to get together and just figure it out once and for all. And I think we know what the solutions are, but it's just this political activity that is really hurting us.
With the reassignment of border patrol officers to El Paso, what does it look like there on the border with the border international bridge connecting Laredo and Nuevo Laredo right now?
Well, as a matter of fact, I did speak to the CBP officer yesterday. They have deployed from Laredo CBP officers to assist Border Patrol and the Valley area, and I would think also the El Paso sector. So that means for us lane closures. So it means long waiting times, long processing times. It's going to create more cost ultimately for the consumer because of their products, and we're so used to just-in-time deliveries. Mm-hmm. So all of that is going to have a negative ripple effect throughout the economic chain of activity in the U.S. and, of course, Mexico as well. So it's just negative. It's just bad news, frankly.
Laredo Mayor Pete Sines is chairman-elect of the Texas Border Coalition, a collective of border mayors, county judges, and communities that discuss issues affecting the border region. Mayor Sines, great to have you back on the Texas Standard. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, David. Thank you for the opportunity.